Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. We give honor to God this morning. For he is our life. He is the very breath that we breathe. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. Thank him for his love, his protection. He's our shield of defense. He's our provider. He's our healer. The word says that I am the God that hallelujah, that healeth thee. Hallelujah. He sent his word. Bless his most holy name. He sent his word. Hey, God. And he heals his people. Hallelujah. He's the healer. Yes, he is. He is the great physician. Hallelujah. He's our judge. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Glory, glory. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Yes, it is. It's in the name of Yeshua. We give him glory and we bless his name this morning. So we honor the Lord God. Ha, bicycle. We honor the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. For he's the very breath that we breathe. Yes, he is. He's the very breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no doubt. Hallelujah. 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 As to who he is. Hallelujah. Nothing made him. He made everything. Hallelujah. We get it in you. We give honor to our Father. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful that you tuning in. Regardless if it's a million years from now, this exaggeration, a million years from now or a second from now, you're welcome. And we're so delighted that you took the time to come in. I know it's early. Hallelujah. But you took time to just tune on in, hallelujah, and see what thus says the Lord is saying to this humble servant. Yes, hallelujah. We are a remnant ministries. Yes, we are daughters of God, sons and daughters of God, and daughters of God called to pray. We are the intercessors. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. It is just a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. To be on this morning. Good morning, my darling sister. Hallelujah. There she is, right on time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We're just honored this morning. Hallelujah. In spite of all the things that are going on and happening, that God has made it possible. Hallelujah. For our voices to be heard. And it is an honor. But we're here, hallelujah, we're praying, we're reading the scriptures, and we're praying, interceding, and we're praying, on and off the air, hallelujah, because God has ordained it, hallelujah, and we're grateful, and we put on our garment of praise and our garment of an intercessor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything lightly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We thank him. And as always, I ask the Lord, what is it? And I remember, it came to my mind on Monday in my meditation time, the song, God is Moving Throughout All the Earth. And my God, we actually see that. Over all the earth. Over all. Oh my God. And we thank God for opening eyes and ears. Eyes to see and ears to hear. not what we think and not what we want, oh my God, but what thus says the living God. How he's drawing our attention to him. And yes, we hear people saying a lot of things that's not true. It's simply not true. But I kind of, they won't hear what you're saying to them. So God knows how to knock on the door. So we plant a seed, drop a word, and God knows how to knock on the door. He says, all souls of mine. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory, glory, glory. All souls. I don't care. We feel that. Oh, I have arrived. Do you know who I am? And we have gotten to that place. We have the money. We have the comfort. Can ride whatever we want to ride. People have to stop and listen to me because of what I have. It's just material. You can't take it with you. But in the meantime, I can do this. I can have people fired. I can have them this. I'm in control of this, and I'm in control of it. But you're going to answer. You're going to give an account. Oh, my God. Oh, glory. You're going to give an account. And those who of us who have false pride, well, I don't have anything. I'm just poor. I like it like this. Give them $50. Give them $100. Give them $1,000 and see if that's true. No. False pride. God knows the heart. We got to come clean. But he's moving over all the earth. Yes, he is. And you have to remember, that's old. You get old. You become old-timey. Don't compare him with you. We make that mistake. You know, oh, God, that was a long time ago. He doesn't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You change. He doesn't change. Glory. He doesn't change. Whatever he said, it will come to pass. Look at Israel. Just take a peek over there. What he says, can these bones live? Prophesy to the bones, the dry bones. Ooh, glory. Look at Israel. That's just for a light reminder who God is. my Lord, God is so good, and he's so loving, he's so kind. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And this makes it easier to trust him. Once you begin to, your eyes open, and you see that this is no joke. This is real. Oh, my God. This is real. God, you do move in the life of man. And you rule in the affairs of man. Yes, you do. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. Oh, my God. A bang couldn't have done this. Oh, my God. Go to the doctor. Or just look at the skeletal makeup. A flower. A leaf. A tree. Mankind. Oh, well thought out. well planned. Oh my God. You may have everything and you may feel like you have nothing. But God is there. He's moving throughout the earth. Yes. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't. He has not. We say, remember me, Lord. Remember me. He loves you. He's in covenant with you. All those who have given their life and made a decision. You want Jesus as your Lord. And he has said, all souls are mine. The Father's desire is that none will perish. Remember, we're made in the image and the likeness of him. Mm-hmm. God is so good. Mercy endures forever. He loves you. Without a shadow of a doubt, no one can love us as much as he loves us. Yeah. So that's why we ask for his peace. I thank you for his peace in every area of our life. Thank him that he hears us when we pray. Oh, glory, glory. Thank you for this Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, yes. Leading and guiding us and directing us. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Guiding and directing us. Ordering our steps. Filling our mouth with words. Yes. Hallelujah. Giving us revelation, knowledge. Clarity and understanding and illumination. Hallelujah. And then touch and pulling on the heart and saying, wait a minute, something is not right. My understanding about this, something is not right. And put us on the journey of searching. Hallelujah. And seeking our God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's moving. He's moving throughout the earth. Oh, yes, he is. Pray for all the unrest. Yes. Pray that God give our leaders understanding. Hallelujah. Open their minds, their eyes, that they don't stumble. Set up and put down. Hallelujah. A lot of times things happen and we say, oh Lord, how did this person do? But sometimes in the bad and the difficult, it draws us closer to him. Allow us to see our need for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump on in. We have brothers and sisters who are facing some trying times with all of the snow and the nor'easter. I mean, we who are not experiencing that, we have cold weather here, but not that. Oh, my Lord. And so we pray for their protection. Some are on the highways. Hallelujah. We ask God to grant them traveling mercy. Yes, we do. Right now. Hallelujah. Some are walking for one reason or another in the snow. Hallelujah. In the wind, in the rain. Oh, my God. And we ask the Lord to touch the hearts of those who have facilities that people can come and be warm. Don't put people out at 10 o'clock and it's 38 degrees. And so many mothers and fathers facing homelessness in one of the richest countries in the world. Oh my God. And put people out. Oh my God. And I know people's bills must be paid. We need God. God alone. He can help us. He's moving throughout all the earth. And he sees. He sees. Yes, he does. Oh my God. It's so painful. But God knows how to fix everything. And it's already fixed. It is. It's already fixed. It's already done. Yes, Lord. And we thank you. Genesis, love the word. Love the word. Thank God for opening our minds to understanding. Thank you for his revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you for illumination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The written word. Lord. Open our ears that we may hear, our eyes that we may see, and our heart that we will obey your way, obey your statutes and your commandments. Hallelujah. Well, I'll still say she's my friend. I hadn't seen her in many, many years. We kind of went different ways. But we talked some years ago, and I said the word commandments, and she stopped me right then and there. She said, I don't ever want to hear that word commandments and rules. I'm like, what? Oh, I can't stand it, is what she said. So, everything has order. Everything, there are rules and regulations. But she said she didn't know, I don't want to use the word hate, I'm not quite. But she said she never want to hear that those words, commandments and rules. So, that was basically the last time she and I spoke. So she kind of went in different directions. And as God said, she's a beautiful person, very, very academically sharp. Yes, she is. And I just love her. But she's an author, and she's a child of God. Hallelujah. Just kind of got some hurt. And I pray that she found her way back. But let's just let it in. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Bless his name. The fifth verse of the first chapter of Genesis. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. Same chapter, same book, Genesis, the first chapter. Now we are reading the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon it. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let that sink in for a moment. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is not confused. He's not double-minded. Hallelujah. He knows what he sanctified. He knows what he blessed. Hallelujah. We can have a lot of words and no meaning. Hallelujah. So we ask God to give us understanding of his word. Not what I want to understand. Not what someone else said that I want understood. What God said. What God means. What he meant. What he means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understanding from God's perspective. Yes, indeed. We have to humble ourselves, because a lot of times we didn't understand, or our understanding, what we thought was true, was not true. I don't care what it is. But we have to hear Pastor Kumashaka ask God to give understanding. That's why the Holy Ghost is here. We can trust him to bring understanding and revelation and illumination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He won't deceive us. Hallelujah. We can trust him. Hallelujah. He's real. Hallelujah. 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 So we trust God to give us understanding. Hallelujah. 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 And the strength and a heart to obey. Hallelujah. What's the point of knowing something to be true and not obeying God? It's too difficult. It's too worrisome. It's too bothersome, because that's not how the world evolved now. Excuse me. I have to make too many changes in my life. You know, that's what we say. And the will of God is, becomes bothersome. His creation, the ones that he blew the breath of life in, what he says he wants from us, we decide, well, no, I'll do this for you. Like God doesn't know what he wants. Sometimes it just sounds ridiculous. It just sounds, oh, well, like God, we have to clarify. If he didn't mean this, he meant it this way and that way. Come on. It's God's way. And we just have to pray and ask God to give us strength to obey him. Our heart to obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to obey. Hallelujah. 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 And as we seek him, we'll find him when we search for him with all our heart. Hallelujah. 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 I know that I can go on and on, but it's just, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. And when some of the things that I'm experiencing in the morning is so amazing. It's just so amazing. Hallelujah. That It's just amazing. The mornings when I get up, I don't just fall out of bed and click the button. There are times that I get up. I mean, I get up so that I can have quiet time with the Lord and not just bust up and doing his preparation time. Yeah, it's getting, it's about us, you know. It's personal, yeah. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he leads me along the way. And his word, the word of God, the written word, the logos, helps to build our confidence, our faith in God. Faith doesn't come overnight. Hallelujah. Step by step. It's like a light starts to shine and guiding us. Hallelujah. But he has given each one of us a measure. Oh, look how great he is and how awesome he is. He has given each one of us a measure. Some people say, well, you don't have no faith, but they never say your confidence in God. God will help you. He's going to help you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Your confidence in God, in him. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Oh, Shabbat, oh, my. Woo. So when we say, Father, when you bow your head and bow your knees and say, Father, where am I? Hallelujah. You know, because you've had experience. Your confidence. Praise God. Thank you. Woo, glory, glory. We say, our Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name in the name of Yeshua. Remastercoba. Somebody. Oh, God. You grab hold to the rain. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Your faith, your confidence that he hear you. Oh, God, that he answers you. Hallelujah. Things are so serious now. We don't have time. We don't have time to play. Hey, God. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless it, his most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Not about who will go with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends and family. As long as you got Yeshua. Almighty God, he'll bring somebody to walk along with you. Hallelujah. Because it's been set before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. It's never, oh, by the way, with God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Thank you for your saving grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing power. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. You see and you know all things. Almighty God, you see the chaos. Oh, God. Oh, sweep the covering of your people. Oh, let it be a wonder, Almighty God, in the earth. Almighty God, we thank you. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Thank you for being our strength. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Being our everything, Almighty God. We're fully leaning and depending on you. Hallelujah, you all that we have in heaven and in her heels, our very breath that we breathe. Mighty God, order our steps in your word. Hallelujah. Move the hindrance and the stumbling blocks. Almighty God, rebuke the persecution and the hallelujah that will attempt to come, Almighty God, to remove us from your will, Almighty God, to make us slowfulness, Almighty God, tear down the strongholds, Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the persecution rebuke, Almighty God, we thank you for fighting for us. We thank you for your shield of defense. We thank you for your wall of fire. Almighty God, we thank you for your angels of protection guarding us all over all in all our affairs, Almighty God, perfecting the things that concern us, Almighty God. Somebody moving throughout all the earth. Oh God, nothing is hidden from you. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. From the White House, Almighty God, whereby set it to the one that's in the woods, God, that made themselves a home. Almighty God, all souls belong to you, God. Rebuke the spirit of death. Oh, God, rebuke the spirit of killing and murdering. Almighty God. Oh, Lord God, we need you. And we need your protection. Almighty God, Almighty God. God Almighty. Oh, send help from the sanctuary. Save, Lord. Oh, save. Remember the young people. Save them, Lord. Save them from themselves. Almighty God, remove the anger and the hurt from them. Root it out. Almighty God, root it out. Almighty God, let what you sent them here on this earth to accomplish, let them accomplish it, God. All by your power, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, God, seal. Shambakoba. Shield, Lord God. Oh, God. Move. Oh, God. Rescue. Oh, put them in the right places. Almighty God, you see and you know. Stay the hand of the enemy. Your God and your God alone. Oh, God Almighty. Clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Almighty God. Blow, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blow, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, keep the cars in their rightful lane. Almighty God, touch the wheels. Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open blinded eyes. Almighty God. Those that have gone astray. Almighty God. Bring them back. Almighty God. You and you alone. Oh God. Can do it. And we thank you for it. We glorify you. We magnify you. Peace on the job, Lord God. Oh, the pressures and the underlying, underscoring pressures that are being placed on people. God, stop it. Hallelujah. Stay the hand. Almighty God. Oh, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bring peace. Shalom, Almighty God. Shalom. Hey, God. In the workplaces, in the schools, Almighty God. In the systems of men, Almighty God. In the systems of men, step in. Almighty God. Bring order, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember those that are in the hospital, the medical staff, Almighty God. Touch them. Breathe on them, Father. Hallelujah. Breathe on them, Almighty God. Move their personal dislikes and hatred and racism, God. We all are guilty. Remove it and let healing and dedication to the sick come forth. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them peace of mind. May they do the right thing at the right time. Allow them to be peaceful and calm. Remember the patients that are fearful. Hallelujah. Some are angry. Almighty God. Oh, heal, Almighty God, physically and spiritually and emotionally, Almighty God. Remisekul. Be made whole in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. We have medical doctors, professionals who are sick, Almighty God. Touch their bodies, Almighty God. They're pushing, Lord God, and they need to be in bed. Oh, God, touch right now. Hallelujah. Clear their minds and their hearts. Hallelujah. They've seen more, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Their path has been hard. Oh, but help of God in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for remembering everyone on the prayer list, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for continuing to heal those that need healing. Comfort those that need comforting. Making ways out of no way. Hallelujah. A light in a dark place. Reassurance, Almighty God. Guidance and direction. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your apostles, your prophets, Almighty God, your evangelists, your missionaries, hallelujah, your children, remember, hallelujah, give strength to the weak, Almighty God, oh, glory, oh, let the things that would tickle, Almighty God, hallelujah, the flesh, and just make us satisfied. Hallelujah, and it's in error. Ooh, glory, let us not be satisfied with it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word, your truth. Hallelujah. And thank you for being our leading post. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace in our home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Allow us to obey the law of the land. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Long as it does not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go against your word. Hallelujah, let us stand for truth. Hallelujah, bless your name. Bless your name, Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we love you and we adore you. For you love us first. Hallelujah. You've loved us first with an everlasting love. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For loving us individually and collectively. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Our minds of understanding. Hallelujah. You're our peace and our joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. smile on our face. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Weary. Son of the name of Yeshua. We are reading Isaiah 43, starting at the 7th verse. Listen to what it says. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. We can stop right there and begin to worship God all over. Hallelujah. You have been created for his glory. Not for yours, not for someone else, but for God's glory. He has formed you and he has made you to be what he wants you and I to be for his glory. Glory, hallelujah. That's it right there. You're loved by the Almighty God. There was purpose, no mishaps here. Woo, hallelujah. Verse 8 says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. And let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me. And understand that I am he. Listen. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. That's a confident builder right there. Hallelujah. That's a confident builder right there. I'm God. Hallelujah. Besides me, there is no God. Point blank, period. Rest in that. I think, I feel, it doesn't matter. The very breath. Oh. The makeup of breath. It was God. Oh, my Lord. The formula. Every formula, any formula that you can imagine, and yet to understand or comprehend, is already there or here. God did it. Walk into that understanding. It's already here. At the appointed time, the set time, he'll reveal it to you. You know, hallelujah. How we get so. And I'll tell you something else that's amazing, and it just might be my limit, you know, understanding. But they say that, refer to Peter in some writings, as the disciples were Galilean fishermen, uneducated, not eloquent. But this is all, I think it's so arrogant. Because we limit God. And sometimes some things that we say, we really need to think about what we're saying. Peter sat at the feet of Jesus. I'm just using him. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Nothing was made that was made without him. Oh, Jesus! He opened their minds' understanding. If, how do you minimize God, and how you have the audacity to minimize the ones who were taught by God? I'm just saying. Think about that. Oh, they were just some backwards people. They were, what? Maybe that's how they started out. Well, you know, we're sophisticated and we've been taught by the best man, close to God. And they were commissioned by the King of Glory. Uh-huh. Oh, you say, well, they weren't sophisticated according to man, sometimes we it's just a little common sense, as our friend says, and our dear pastor says, common sense is no longer common. We don't think. How can you minimize the power of God, the teaching of God? I just sit back and go like, what did you say? What did you say? I don't know. I simply just don't know. And anyone who can help me, you know, and I'm... You can't minimize the power of God. Yes, he gives us teachers. He anoints them to teach. But you're going to tell me that they're greater than him? These disciples sat at his feet. He taught them. He gave them understanding. And because they're not in the Jaguars and the suit, and all this other stuff, then the gold chariots and stuff like that. And they didn't rub nose with the higher echelon. Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we just stop and think. Just sit back. And I'm not saying that we should, well, I don't need nobody to teach me. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we shouldn't say the things that make light of those who were the disciples and talk about how backwards they are and not educated. If you were educated by Jesus, okay. You should have something higher than a PhD. I'm just saying. What I know. But it just seemed like it would make more sense if he could make this world and he didn't need your counseling. You know, I don't know. That's just a rushing thought. Amen. Rushing. But I wanted to read in your hearing. And I know somebody would have, but Psalm 136. I love this. I love this. Listen. Psalms 136 and 1. Oh, listen. Oh, give to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. I'm sorry. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heaven, the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea in parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew the famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Shalom, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Gog, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an inheritance unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembers us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, who gives us food to all flesh, for his mercy, great God, his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, bless the name of the living God, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. God has a loyal love for his people. Hallelujah. A loyal love for his people. Hallelujah. And he is a covenant God. And he's we're in covenant. Hallelujah. He's our covenant God. Hallelujah. 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 He delights. Hallelujah. In protecting and loving his people. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we thank you for your word. Thank you. We can stand on that. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. We can stand on that. Isn't that just a blessing? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's turn to Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting at the 31st verse. Listen. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. 2. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. His mercy endureth forever. When we fall, when we fail, his mercy. Whoa, God. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, God. His mercy, the mercy of God, endureth forever. Hallelujah. Said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But when you're converted, hallelujah. And remember that I prayed for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. That's our word for the day. It's time. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for tuning in and joining us this morning. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah, nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. His mercy endures forever. God bless you and thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.